Australian nurses strike against understaffing, and low pay. John Dale. Tens of thousands of New South Wales nurses and midwives at 150 hospitals held a one-day strike on the 15th of February. They were driven to this after years of understaffing has been acutely worsened by COVID. 99% of New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association branches voted to strike. The Omicron wave has made workloads unsafe for patients and unsustainable for staff. Working up to 7 consecutive 12-hour shifts without breaks is leading to burnout. The only way to get a break is to catch COVID, one nurse said. The way it's going is unsustainable. We just want to provide safe care to our patients. They are demanding a maximum of 4 patients to 1 nurse, and a pay rise above the 2.5% government offer. Pay was frozen in 2020. A ruling by the Industrial Relations Commission that the strike should not go ahead was ignored. The nurses marched in Sydney and other towns and cities across the state. Emergency staff levels were maintained at work. Right-wing coalition. The right-wing coalition government of Liberal and Nationalist parties rejected the demand to increase staffing levels. But New South Wales Labour Party leader Chris Minns also refused to commit to support the nurses and midwives' demands. Nurses and midwives need to link with all health workers to demand decent pay and staffing levels. A one-day strike is a warning shot to the government, but further action will be needed. This should be built to include all health workers with other trade unions in support. And as Labour's failures show, trade unionists need a new mass workers' party to fight for their interests in the socialist program needed to properly fund decent health care for all.